Mulroney has always had a very soft spot in his heart for the press, because the press is essentially a promotional machine. It's also a destructive machine, but in his early career, he used it to promote himself, and very effectively. Reporters, including myself, are very good friends of his, and helped him, not because they wanted to be used, but simply because they liked him. He was a force of enlightenment in a field of politicians, many of whom were 19th century figures, who were very old-fashioned in their approach, who were very closed. Mulroney was always accessible, always open, would always tell you a good story. He always came away with a good column, if you're a columnist, it was great. And he mistook that as real friendship. And of course it wasn't. It was a press using him and him using the press. And at that point in time, it was very useful to both parties. There came a point in time when that relationship changed, because he suddenly had power. The largest mandate ever given to Prime Minister, twice. And he no longer was a nice guy. He was Prime Minister of Canada. And he could never understand why they should change. These were the guys who, you know, I had whiskey with, and I had the basement of the Ritz-Carlton, and we did all this stuff together. Why are they suddenly turning against me? Well, they didn't turn against him. They simply became part of the opposition, because that's what a press does in a free country. It opposes the government. It criticizes the government. That's its function. And Mulroney can never understand that.